Welcome along to Desert Road Podcast, episode 17. This week, as ever, reading, watching, playing, we have some news, and then Tommy delights us with the return of the quiz.
Get on Twitter as well, because we're going to be tweeting something out that's got to do with the quiz, and it's fantastic. So,
yeah,
take that.
Dang it! Fucking yeah!
Yes! Okay, moving straight into our usual reading, watching, playing. Who would like to step up to the plate first to
Greg
destroy or enjoy? Destroy or enjoy?
Yeah, I'll go first. I have been...
Nice nomination, Tommy.
I know. What dick.
I just noticed why you said it as well, yeah. Listen to the last two podcasts. There's the joke. Right.
I have been watching the Great British Bake Off. No, I genuinely haven't. I've been playing this week.
Playing the Great British Bake Off.
Yes, I've been playing the Great British. Oh, you've got. I have actually been playing. Put it this way, I bought Metal Gear, the new Metal Gear Solid.
Sweet.
Phantom
man.
Pain, bought it. Haven't played it yet, so I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk about a game called Everybody's Gone to the Rapture on PS4.
There's been a lot said about this one.
There has been a lot said about this one. It's PS4 exclusive, I believe, and it's the Chinese Room that made it. They made another game before this. I can't remember what it was called. The Chinese Room. I can't remember what the game was called. Anyway, this, I don't even know how to sort of go about it. I've been trying to think about it. It's essentially a first person adventure. It's not a first person shooter, because there's no guns, there's no shooting, there's nothing like that. It's a first person adventure would be the best way to describe it. What's that about? I can't tell you too much what it's about, because that's the kind of the whole point.
The general overview of the story.
It's a village in Shropshire. Where, by the way...
After a cracking start.
By the way, more games should take place in Shropshire, because it is one of the best looking games I've played this generation. It looks fantastic. Like the scenery, like the hills, the sun, the light, and everything is class. It looks brilliant. Cool. But that might be because there's nothing in it.
So they've had a lot of time to... pour over the art in the game.
But what it's essentially about is I can't even tell you who or what you are. You're essentially a floating camera, right? I don't know who or what you are. Anyway, this little town in Shropshire, the rapture has happened and everyone's gone, right? And you're just basically floating about. And it starts off with this woman called Kate, who's like a scientist, and she basically talks to you and she says, "The rapture's happened, I'm the only one left. Blah blah blah," and give you a bit of a voiceover, and then that's it. And you essentially you start in this like, observatory, and then you just kind of you basically walk about the town, and there's like these like gold flashing lights that like lead you through. They'll lead you down like alleyways and like down streets and all that sort of thing. But every now and again, you'll see them and like you'll interact with them, and you can basically you've got to like tilt the controller, and once the controller reaches a certain point, they come alive, and they'll either play out like recordings of like memories of people who were in the town. Hmm. Or they'll like take form of a person and sort of show you where the person was standing, and all it is all it is basically like memories or snapshots or conversations from folk that were in the town before the rapture happened. So right. Basically like all you do is it's basically like walking around like a sort of sitcom, like Emmerdale or something like that. If something happened in Emmerdale, you're walking about and you're listening to all these conversations, but every kind of character integrates with each other, all the stories can intermingle and all that sort of stuff, and you try to figure out what's happened.
It's a mystery.
You can interact with some stuff, like for example, like phones will ring just randomly up past the phone box, and the phone box will ring, and then what you do is when you go up to it, you pick up the phone and you'll hear like conversations that have previously been on that phone.
Alright.
It's kind of cool like that. You can go in houses and stuff like that, but it's such an eerie game. Like seeing you walking about, and I was like, I've got to go up the staircase. Nah, I'm not going up there. I've played too many games that I know that the hand's going to jump out at me and like chase me, and that never happens. It's just there's nothing, there's nobody there. It's just you're walking about this town. And the thing was, it sounds really dull and it sounds really, really boring. And I'll be honest, it was Nicola who I had to play it, my girlfriend. And I was kind of like, yeah, cool, we'll buy it. Because I mean, it's 15 quid to download.
Yeah,
because it's like a proper game, and it's about 5 hours long. It's
properly hyped, this game as well. Man, it was properly hyped.
Right? Yeah, it was. And to be honest, after playing through it, rightly so, it's not like anything I've ever played before. there's no replayability, or at least there isn't for me, because essentially once you find out what's going on and once you experience all, there's no point in going through it again.
The game's over.
Aye, that's essentially it. But it's the only thing I can say is I'd recommend people to get it, but at the same time I wouldn't, because you're either going to like it or you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to do. There's nothing like there's no puzzles, nothing like that. It's just essentially a story, but it gets drip fed to you, and you essentially make the story of what it is. If that makes sense, like, in your head, you interpret it
because you're
certain ways.
You're picking all these pieces up and putting them together.
I mean, it's split in like five different sections. So as you walk around the town, there's like five different bits of town, and each bit is like somebody else's story. It focuses on one character.
Right.
But like, all the stories end at the same time. If that makes sense. But you play through them one at a time.
Did you ever play Ether 1?
That's it. That's what they made. That's the Chinese.
It. I didn't know if that was. It sounds a lot like it. It sounds an awful lot
that's
like
the one,
the way it's done. Because Ether 1 doesn't have anyone else in it either. It's just you.
Aye, that was. I was reading about it today and they were saying they were trying to put interactive bits into Ether 1, but they couldn't. So this is where this whole everyone's got in the rapture came
there you
from.
Go. Right, okay.
But again, it's I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. And it had one of those endings where, I'm going to tell you what happens, but it had one of those endings where it finished. And I sat in silence for about a whole minute and then just was like, right, I need to Google this and see what's going on.
I'm very familiar with those types of endings.
Yeah, because I'm just like, there is obviously more to this than what I'm thinking, or maybe I've missed something. But yeah, man, it looks great as well. I can't stress enough how good I think it looks. Like, it looks ace.
So is that a kind of buy at your own discretion type game?
I'm not going to say I recommend it, because it's £15, and £15 is quite a lot of money to buy on something that you go, this is shit. Also, they don't tell you this, but they walk in, right? It's almost like they've made this world and thought, Ken, what, it's so beautiful, you are going to fucking look at it. So the person you are walks so, so slowly, but there's a hit and run button that they tell you about. Basically, if you hold down R2, by the way, R2, if you're going to play it, R2, just use R2 the whole through. If you hold down R2, you eventually run. Like, it picks up speed in a run, but it's one of those games where it's like, if you're like, I'm in this house, and I remember seeing a little stream back there with like something in it, I should go back there. I can't be bored. I think like 5 or 10 minutes just to walk there. Fuck that, I'll just keep going. But it's class. I really liked it.
Cool.
I really, really, really liked it.
Good stuff. A strong start. There we go. Nice one. Tommy, do you want to step up next?
Yeah, I have been reading a little series from Image called Air Boy.
All right,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more.
Right, it's a 4-issue limited series, and I'm on like the 3rd issue.
Okay.
And it was written by a guy, James Robinson, who has done a lot of stuff for DC in his time. And it's drawn by this guy called Greg Hinkle, who I've never came across before. And the story is basically about, well, the story opens up, James Robinson and Greg Hinkle are in the comic.
Right, okay.
Alright.
James Robinson is James Robinson in the comic, and Greg Hinkle is the artist in the comic. And it's the two of them getting together to create a comic about Air Boy.
Oh, so it's a comic about creating a comic?
Yeah.
Like a meta comic.
It's very meta.
That's pretty cool.
And they meet up with each other, and then they start bouncing ideas off each other, and then they go out in San Francisco and get absolutely smashed out their faces on drinking drugs and have debauched sex.
Oh, apart from that bit.
And then...
from what you can remember.
And then, in the morning, when they're hungover, they have a vision of Air Boy.
Right, okay.
Well, as in, like they can
the
physically
character.
See.
Yeah,
so he's actually there?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
I was about too much. I've already spelled enough, but it's just so funny and humorous and human. And it's... brilliant. It's a great wee story.
That's one thing I was going to pick up on. You said it's humorous, right? I find that quite difficult to come up. I see comic books that are meant to be kind of humorous and funny, and I very, very, very rarely like laugh out loud at a comic.
I was
going
to say the exact same thing. It's something that's totally, or seems to be totally lacking in comics. It's humour, which is,
I suppose it comes out of like, sorry, if you have it in like TV or like a film or that, it's comic timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or the way something said can be funny, whereas a comic book, it's how you read it to yourself, essentially.
That's it, yeah.
It can be different, and you're totally right. Like, I mean, there are humorous comics out there, but I don't find half of them very funny.
anyway.
But this one's really, really funny. This one's really, really funny. It's total debauched as well. Like, there's, like I say, there's full frontal nudity in it as well.
Oh, good.
Just what I look for.
One of those comics, eh?
It's what's been missing from Superman, Batman. It's definitely what was missing from Witches.
Yeah, a big set of swingers.
But yeah. It's like, it's an Image title, so it's got that kind of...
It's only 4 issues, you said, though?
It's only 4 issues, man, yeah.
Is it, like, individual issues?
I've been getting it as it's been coming out, so...
Oh, right.
Oh, is it just new?
Yeah, it's real new.
Ah, okay.
The fourth one's not out yet.
Excuse me.
Not the fourth one's not out yet, so... but yeah, it's real good. And it's short, it's sweet, it's funny. I'd totally recommend it if you want to pick up when it's collected.
Or to say,
I think I'll have to do that.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good, actually. So, is that just at your local comic book shop, or you order them online, or...?
Most of the time I go to Forbidden Planet and pick them up, but recently I've been getting them online because I've not found the time.
And you're lazy.
And I'm a bit lazy, like that sometimes.
I got them delivered from, I can't remember the name of the place online, so it defies the point in telling you.
Nice. But that's pretty good, man. Thanks for the info, that's good.
Sometimes they're slightly cheaper, but and they come bagged and boarded already and stuff as well.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That's pretty good. Cool. I might have to dabble in that. Thanks very much, pub across the road. If you can hear our glasses, there's a pub right across the road from our flat. And that's what the noise of the road is as well. There's occasionally cars go by, and there's only so much I can do, really. Editing the sound out. So, yeah, anyway, right, okay.
Shattered the illusion.
Yeah, no, shattered all those bottles as well. That leaves me with a lot of time here for this section, and I'm going to go back about a month or so to a film that came out and that we touched on very briefly, but none of us had seen it. We only heard it was a bit poo.
Uh-huh.
So I went to see it just so that we could be reviewed as a podcast. We don't just judge things. I was actually really bored, actually, yeah. We don't just judge things, we actually go and do our research and we do it ourselves. So I went to see Fantastic Four, and well, there's a lot of reviews that would go around saying that it's words like shite or garbage or rubbish. One of those. They're not adequate. As a single word is not adequate enough to cover how disappointing this film is. So I've chosen 4 different words to keep in the theme with the film itself. Fantastic Four.
Oh, I like that.
Aye. One of the first alarm bells you get would be that even Stan Lee hasn't seen it to this point. He still hasn't seen it, apparently. And he didn't even have a cameo in it, Stan Lee. Which I found really weird, considering he's in pretty much every Marvel film, but he didn't have a cameo in it.
Except the X-Men movies. He's not in the new ones, is he?
Maybe he's not, actually.
I thought he was in the X-Men films.
Maybe it's 20th Century Fox.
He's in the Amazing Spider-Man, no?
Yeah, maybe Paul. Well, he's not in this one anyway. I don't know how to land it today. But anyway, the 4 words that I'm going with. The first one, uninspiring. So the cast is generally pretty boring. It's not very likable either. Reed Richards, he's okay. He does an alright enough job. Doesn't stand out. Invisible Woman, I think it's... what's her name? Rooney Mara, something like that. I can't remember her name.
Wayne
Rooney, that's it, that plays the Invisible Woman. Yep, she doesn't stand out very much either. She's...
The Invisible Woman doesn't stand out, is that what you're just saying?
I didn't mean to say it. But the Human Torch, it's irrelevant, the ethnic background of the actor.
Oh, there was so much made of that.
Was poor. He was very poor.
Did
very,
he
very
set
poor.
The world on fire?
He didn't, but he's not meant to. He's meant to protect it. But he was really, really... He was just a bit boring as well. Ben Grimm, the Thing, was probably the best out of them because he looked the best, and that's about it. He felt underutilised. He's a bit pish. And we can go in with spoilers as well, because it's been enough time past that you can... If you're going to see it, then you'll have seen it. If you're not, if you're still in two minds, don't bother. Ben Grimm, the Thing, gets used as like a... In fact, all of them besides Reed Richards get used as basically military weapons. And the Thing is the biggest military weapon of the four. Like, he's the most useful. And he still didn't really stand out. So that's man inspiring. Shut up, Cam. So the next one that I've got is soulless. There's no emotion at all in this film. It's a film. A film's meant to emote, and it's meant to make you feel, if you want to make a success out of it, and it just doesn't. It does absolutely nothing. It did absolutely nothing for me. Doctor Doom defeated pretty easily as well, with really little fanfare, really took away from the soul of the film, because he's meant to be one of the biggest bad guys in the Marvel Universe, if absolutely. Not the biggest. Mm. And they dispatched him pretty easily after really poorly building up the Fantastic Four and poorly setting up a fight for them. Next one I'm going to go with is frustrating, and I'll carry on with Doctor Doom. Poor. Again, he started off really well, and the film itself actually started off really well. Like 30-45 minutes in, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, do you know what, this isn't actually that bad. I don't understand the negative press that's coming of it. And then you can almost, it's almost like that film finishes and another film starts, and you can see where the director's gone away and said that he would have had a great film a year ago, and then the studio took over, because it's really obvious. Like, as soon as they get to another dimension, there's Victor Von Doom, not as Dr. Doom yet, there's Reed Richards, there's Ben Grimm, and there's Johnny Storm, who all travel into this other dimension, and none of them really look that interested. They're all just kind of like, pretty cool. It's nice, this is good here. The Human Torch gets his phone out and says, this is going on Instagram, and takes a picture, and you're kind of like,
what a douchebag.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
3G up there, mate.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of where the turning point for the film was. It was just, everything from there was just so underwhelming. The only actual cool bit that stood out from that was when Victor Von Doom, later on in the film, he comes back from that dimension because he gets left behind somehow. He falls in this sort of pool of energy, and he manages to make it back through, and he can basically manipulate people's minds, and he starts making people's heads explode, and you see a lot of blood and everything.
Oh, is that the bit that's meant to be really... It's
very, very cool. Yeah. Aye. For a 12, that probably shouldn't have been left in it, but it's very cool. But that's really the only cool thing about it. So
someone's heads explodes. Yeah, that's a good bit.
Yeah,
and the rest is shit.
That's it. Like, it's so frustrating. It looked like there was going to be a Victor Von Doom and Invisible Woman love triangle with Reed Richards as well, because Victor Von Doom looked like he'd had some sort of past with her. So that was quite interesting. Victor Von Doom and the Fantastic Four were working together at the start of the film as well to try and get to this other dimension. You're thinking, this is interesting. How are they going to get through this? And it just ends up, it's just
amazing.
And the last word I'm going to go for is failure. This was the third strike for the Fantastic Four, and it was a big fat swing and a miss. They tried, and just flat out failed to make another good film. Ultimately, You've got to emote. You've got to make your viewer and your audience feel something for all of the characters that you put forth, and it just has fuck all emotion to the film. Absolutely nothing. And so, the last thing that, sorry,
is it worse than the other two?
It's a different film. It's gritty. It's meant to be gritty. It looks a lot darker and it looks a lot better, but I can't really remember it all. I'll say one thing actually. Reed Richards as Mr. Fantastic, the stretchy thing worked quite well. Looked quite good, and that was one of the things that I was wanting to know, and it looked alright.
Cool.
I was quite happy with that. In fact, all of them looked pretty good. All of them actually, like, physically looked good. They just didn't have any character whatsoever. And the last bit that I want to touch on, that when the Fantastic Four have defeated Doctor Doom at the end of it, and they come back and speak to the government and stuff like this, this is how little I started to care about the film at the end. They were having a meeting with the government. There was, like, the Fantastic Four on one side and the government guys on the other side, and they're talking. And throughout that conversation, all I could think to myself was, why are there pastries on the table? Like, this is meant to be a really big meeting. Presumably world-defining meeting, and there's pastries on the table. Why are they having breakfast? Like, there's just loads of pastries.
What kind of pastries?
Croissants, pain au chocolat, the works. Wow.
Chocolate shoes.
Chocolate churches, aye. They're all sitting there, and I'm just kind of like, I caught myself thinking, I was like, this film has reduced me to asking why there's pastries of other questions. This was fucking garbage.
And see, when you seen the pastries, did you think, I can't wait to watch Bake Off when I get
I did.
Because it's pastry, mate.
And it was, Bake Off again was pretty good. This
you watched it, Tommy?
No.
Right, okay, well, we'll just leave it there then. But Fantastic Four is fucking garbage. If anyone from there, Marvel or whatever, is listening, fucking get it right, man. Marvel, buy it back from 20th Century Fox. Just get it fucking right.
They're done. It's finished.
Ah, they are done. Right, okay. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Disappointing to hear that, but...
This just in. More Desert Whale news. It's not really our news. It's what we're regurgitating from reading on the internet. But
only the stuff we found quite interesting.
Aye, basically.
About an hour ago.
Basically. So, first piece of news this week is that 20th Century Fox are going to be doing a Mega Man movie. A NES classic, a classic gaming character who I've got a lot of time for. Fucking lot of time for. Well, that's about all the new, that's about all of the information that they actually have at the moment.
That's how
there is going to be a movie.
Cool.
So, I don't know if it's going to be animated or not. I don't know how it would work live action. But then
Mega Man,
they would have to do. It'd have to be pretty. I don't know. They'd have to do a lot of character designs and stuff like that because they couldn't use like the blue bomber image.
It looked like fucking. It looked like RoboCop without the visor, or something like that. Would be quite cool.
Actually, this kind of falls off what we were talking about last week about Nintendo coming back into movies.
Mm.
This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be a Mega Man one.
A Mega Man film.
So, I'm pretty buzzing for that. I think that'd be pretty cool. I'd be all for a Mega Man movie. I'm a big fan of Mega Man.
Are you?
Big. Have I not mentioned that before?
No, I haven't mentioned it.
If you're, like, actually, a recommendation on the back of Zeo Drifter that's out on the PlayStation Plus just now is it takes a lot of inspiration from Mega Man. Not the separate levels or anything like that, but you can travel between planets and it has... It's heavy influence from like Metroid, Castlevania, and I think Mega Man. It's pretty cool, but that's besides anyway. So yeah, I'm pretty up for that. I'm pretty up for that.
It's
pretty cool. Next two pieces of news.
It's quite a big one actually. Again, I know we're very sort of PS4 biased.
We are. We only have PS4s.
Yes, but this is a big bit of PS4 news, which is the new update 3.0 is coming out.
All right.
It's been beaten immediately. Apparently, so before getting beta access to it.
Tech news.
Okay, so I've got the shitloads of changes to it, to the PlayStation, but I've got some of the ones that I quite liked. For example, right, okay. If your pal's playing a game, single player game, you can request to watch. You can say, can I watch your game? And you say, aye, cool. So they send an invite, so you can actually just come in and watch the game while speaking to them.
That's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
It's like,
I don't know how I feel about it.
Can I watch it? Well, you can play it as well if you want to do player. No, I just like to watch.
I just want to watch.
Sounds creepy, yeah.
I thought it was quite cool, man. Okay, on the back of that, maybe that isn't so exciting.
Right.
You can share video clips direct to Twitter. So if you get a straight, if you do something, 10-second videos straight to Twitter, boom, straight away from your console.
I like that.
You're gonna have online storage is gonna be increased from 1 gigabyte to 10 gigabytes.
Sweet.
And you're also gonna have like favourite groups can be added to your friends list. So for example, if you've got loads and loads of friends online, which none of us do.
I do. I've got four.
But two of them are here. So yeah, what you can do is, from reading it, what you can do is you can basically say if a lot of folk play Rocket League, you can make a Rocket League group of friends, so it'll tell you when obviously your Rocket League group's on.
That's right. Pretty cool. That's pretty
on
cool,
the back yeah. of that, communities are going to get added as well. So what it is PS4 users will have the ability to create communities based around shared interests like games, genres, blah 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 blah. Communities are also going to include message boards, screenshots shared by players with the ability to join parties of games. So if you're tackling a big multiplayer game and you haven't got friends online, you can go to this community and say, who's interested in, say, Destiny?
Yeah.
Other folk are. Cool, play with them. So,
That's pretty cool.
It's going to have live YouTube streaming. So you can sit and play FIFA and get fucking pumped online, and you can let other folk watch you get pumped online.
I actually quite like the sound of that. Not the sound of getting pumped at FIFA, but it sounds quite cool that you can get an audience for a game of FIFA.
Yeah, I think that's class. I think that's class as well. Again, live from PlayStation, they're going to do the same sort of thing, so you can broadcast video clips and screenshots and all that caper.
Is there anything about, like, if you're broadcasting a game of FIFA, if you have mics on, can people hear you?
Yeah. People can hear you.
I'm all over that. I'm all fucking over it. That sounds great.
Whoa, I don't know about if it was like, I don't know if it was like me and you playing and we were broadcasting it, and we were sitting, like, if we were in houses. I don't know if like how that works, but I know that if, excuse me, I know if I'm broadcasting it and I've got my headset on, folk can hear me talking.
Yeah, like the people that, that you're streaming to YouTube to.
So what potentially could happen is we could essentially set this mic up and then stream FIFA live while folk listen to what we're saying.
I get the
impression that's how it works.
I think that sounds pretty cool.
Could set up a little gaming community as well, so the three of us can sit and play with that.
Come on, other friend.
Yeah, that friend can join, yeah. He has to go through a recruitment trial, though, which is...
Well, if it's based on votes, he's already got my vote.
Well, there's two of us, one of you, so...
Yeah.
Work out it for yourself.
Sit down, Tommy.
He's in!
He's in! there's a couple of other things, like events. I didn't really understand this one, but it basically says that it's going to give you an overview of activities that you're playing. So games that you're playing that will basically focus on the games that you like and then tell you shit about them. For example, like double XP weekends, special enemies appearing at scheduled times, seasonal events, it'll focus on what you're actually playing and give you and stickers, right?
Is that like the little big planet way of doing stickers?
It just says, tired of typing out messages?
Nah.
Well, this update, you'll be able to send stickers.
Fantastic.
I think that sounds class. But yeah, I don't know when it comes out though. That's the thing, it's getting beat up, but I imagine it'll be quite relatively soon.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the online storage is ace, because like, I'll be honest, I run out of storage all the time on my PlayStation. But I think that sounds cool, man. I think like, live streaming straight to YouTube for folk that they came out their day and like me and you, tech-wise. And what's the other one? The communities, I think, sounds quite good, yeah.
It seems like PlayStation's trying to start competing with Twitch and YouTube and stuff like that, which is... That might be quite concerning for people like Twitch and Ustream, I would imagine.
Well, Twitch is on PlayStation.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
Aye, I'm pretty sure that when you said Ustream.
I knew that.
Did you know that?
Right, I was just testing you. Anyway, we'll move on. Tell me.
I heard that Tom Hardy has been attached to developing a feature film based on the popular Vertigo comic series 100 Bullets, championed by myself for many years.
Yeah, championed by myself.
I've heard you talk about it before, right? Yeah.
No, you have.
Yeah.
Absolutely have.
I've never read it though.
No, neither have I.
It's pretty long. It's 100 issues.
How many trades is that?
14 trades.
I'll get it.
You're not happy with that?
I've got a lot of time on my hands, so I'm alright. cool, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Are you pretty excited to see a film?
I'd be pretty, well, to be honest, man, it's like, I'm excited because they're making a film of it. Once I start thinking deeper than that, I realise that it's probably not going to be a fucking thing like the series, really, because it was too long.
Oh, was it?
There was too much going on in it. I don't know how they're going to condense it all.
Would it have to be like a trilogy or something to do it justice?
Probably, yeah.
Aye.
And I don't know if it's got legs like that. Not really. I mean, it's a crime story. It's a crime noir story. And, alright, you don't see a lot of comics like that, but you see fucking films like that all the time.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
That's true. There you go. So you started off quite excited about that news, and now you're a bit
backtracking
a little bit.
It's like when you expect something. It's like you were expecting something really good for your birthday or Christmas, and you got like.
I got what I wanted, and I was like, nah, it's alright.
I don't want it anymore. Like.
I was like,
I just want something Superman related. You open it up, it sucks.
Yay.
Everyone loves
Wear them later.
But anyway, there's nothing about it yet. It's just been reported at the moment.
Should we have called this section speculation rather than
speculation news?
Because speculation is what I'm going to go straight onto now as well. I've got two little snippets of speculation. First of all, John Wagner, co-creator of Judge Dredd, has said on his Facebook that there will be another Judge Dredd film.
That
it's
is
only a matter of time.
Great news.
It probably won't be Carl Urban.
It probably won't
be a direct sequel to Dredd that came out. But
You're clinging on to
a bit of hope that it might be. But that the co-creator coming out and saying it's only a matter of time has to fill you with some sort of...
I'm looking at this, I'm saying, it's like saying there will be another Spider-Man film at some point in
no, time. Because,
it's only
no.
a matter of time. It's like, it could be fucking now. 10 years or something.
But that's
it's not going to have anything to do with the one that just came out a few years ago. It was only like 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the speculation. And the next part of speculation I have personally to do with Chris Evans' contract as Captain America. He said, he's been quoted as saying, he was asked about Civil War. There was a conversation going on about that, blah, 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 blah. And he said, listen, if Marvel want me, they've got me. And that singular quote says, is Chris Evans actually only got 2 films left on his contract? Has he maybe secretly extended? Has he maybe said that he'll do scenes in the 3 remaining films that he's Possibly. Scheduled to be in? I like him as Captain America. I think he's good. He's very like wholesome.
Yeah, I know, like him. I think
he puts in a wholesome act and everything like that. And rumors fly about his contract all the time. But I like him. I'd be happy to see him stay.
I agree.
See him as Captain America.
It might not necessarily be movies though. You might come in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a little bit or something.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it'd be cool if he stayed on. But aye. So that's again a little bit of speculation.
I have a tiny little bit more news. Go ahead. Not that much time. But again, it's techie news. Right. On the back, you're saying about stuff like challenging, kind of Twitch getting challenged and whatever. Apparently, the PlayStation and the Xbox are going to be challenged
by
Apple. On, I know, I read this. This actually kind of filled me with a little bit of anger. Right. On the 9th of September, Apple are due to release or to reveal Apple TV, right? Which will cost £90 or $150 US, if that's the way you swing.
Hey. It's not in the UK, but it's fine.
Quote from some fucking online guy who says, Apple and Android are great at, quote, play a game on the bus type of games. And I'm like, that for me is a Game Boy, right?
That's an Android.
It's a 3DS or an Android, yes.
Or a Vista.
Right, yeah.
Or a Vista, right?
A Vita.
Vita. Well, that's it, Vista. Vista. Fuck's that. That's Windows, eh? That's Windows, eh? I get your whole PC on the bus.
Too much tech news!
Basically, what they're saying is they're going to try and bring living room gaming down to, like, the App Store level of, like, Clash of Clans, Candy Crush, stuff like that. No. And to me, that isn't gaming.
No. Apple. Fuck off.
This makes me fly off the handle with rage. However, I'm a massive hypocrite because I've never, ever, ever got into any sort of app games at all. I think they're absolute bollocks. This whole sort of mini transactions, absolute shit. However, I downloaded The Walking Dead, The Road to Survival, and I literally haven't put it down for about 5 days. It's so addictive. It's so addictive, and it's one of these microtransaction games which I refuse to give into. However, I did get to.
But you have.
No, I haven't. But I have managed
you will.
To. But yeah, no. I'm 1,000th. And the server I'm in, there's like 75,000 people on it, and I'm 1,000th. Woo!
Hey, that's pretty good, actually.
And that's what's getting me addicted to it, man.
The 989 people above you are paying for stuff, though.
Well, that's it. I'm bareback.
Get up the
leaderboard. No, man. I'm proper bareback. Like, mine just takes time.
They're all better than you as well.
They are all better than me. Like,
you need to get yourself.
You need a shot in the arm.
Dude, it's class. You need to play it. You play it.
If anything, you're not doing very well, to be honest. 1,000th. Come on.
Anyway, that's not. That's boils down to fuck off Apple.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Then the quote was lifted from.
Oh, I'll tell you the quote was lifted from. Some guy, right, who he deals with online gaming, getting games online. I don't know. I should have wrote that fucking down. I didn't write it down.
It sounds like a very reputable source, nevertheless, Greg.
Yes. And on that note, shall we just bring it to a close?
Fuck you, Tommy.
It's been a long time since our last feature. But this one is going to put one of us in the lead.
Yes, it is. It's
going to put one of us in the lead. A quiz! It's the quiz! The quiz is back!
Yay!
And we're sitting on
couches.
One. Tommy's on what? -1 him already. Fucking
don't -1 me, Tommy. You're better than that.
So we're all sitting on 1 point each, and I think I listened back through the podcast recently. I think there was one where we had a draw as well.
Oh really?
We've had four.
Really?
Yeah. So this is the fifth.
Mm. Wow, we are milking this feature.
Yeah.
It's a fun feature. And if anyone wants to debate that, you can go back through our podcast library and find the quizzes yourself.
Yes.
There you go.
And then come back and tell us. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, so we're as far as I'm concerned, we're sitting on one each.
Because I ain't listening to that shit again.
So, Tommy's the quizmaster this week.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
And we've got Greg has a wee buzzer that's actually a ukulele.
That's a
beautiful. Beautiful. And mine's is harmonica.
Lovely.
Beautiful. And so, without further ado, here is the quiz. The quiz.
The quiz is back, right. Question number one. This is multiple choice. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
C. He's had his answer, right. Come on. I bet
you
fucking
had your answer, actually. I'm going to take that.
Yes, Eric. Cool.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt has starred in how many films since his debut in 1992? Multiple choice, obviously C is incorrect.
Yep.
Oh, fuck off!
Well, you would have got the point if you'd taken it, but anyway.
A, 34. B, 41. Or C, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to say B, 41.
You're actually correct, Richard.
C was what? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, right.
I demand the recount.
Off to a flat. Well,
I will recount it. Yes, you're still in the lead. In comparison, Michael Caine has starred in how many films since his debut in 1956? Greg?
C.
Yes, it was C.
Motherfucker! What?
You can't do that for
fucking.
That's what we see, 121.
Yeah, can I do that? Man. Right, okay. Fucking hell.
Right, name on multiple choice, that's it. There. Greg's fucked it for a
minute. Yeah, fucking cheat.
Question three. How many games were released on the PS1 during its lifespan?
See?
Right. In all regions combined. All regions combined. Okay, Richard?
I'm going to go for 405.
Write that down. It's incorrect, but I'll give it to the closest, Greg.
1,000.
It was 2,355.
Holy shit. Holy shit, no fucking way.
Fucking way, man.
How many?
2,355.
What?
There was PlayStation Mums out for like
1995
10 years they released.
There was
games,
a lot of shite games as well.
Hell?
Actually, that makes I'm a bit embarrassed with my answer. Can I have another one? Is it 2000 at the time?
Sure. I'm a bit embarrassed with mine now. I can't get 400.
That was one game released every 6 months.
Your maths is bad.
My maths is shocking.
Question one. What tool is used to cut unearthed fossils? Richard.
What tool is used to cut unearthed fossils? A little hammer type thing with a point on the top of it.
I'll accept that as an answer, but it's incorrect. Greg.
A toffee hammer.
Close. The answer is a dinosaur. No points.
One of those ones.
Yes! Fucking love it! I love it.
Oh, I forgot that we have to think outside the box for these ones, yeah.
Right. Number five is an impressions round.
Yes.
I would like to hear an impression, buzzers down, from each of you. I'll decide which one's the best. I'd like to hear an Al Pacino impression.
Now,
if you're struggling to remember what Al Pacino normally sounds like, I'll do a quick impression for you.
Please do.
So obviously you can do this. Okay.
So that's it, huh? A cricket cup! That's it, thank you.
Oh my god! Right, okay.
David, can I say? Can I go first?
You can go first.
Say hello to my little friend!
I like the extra sound effect.
Thanks, man.
I like the spray that I actually got on my face. I like that.
Goodness, everywhere.
Sorry, I'm going to go for the same line because it's the only one that I really know. Say hello! To my little friend. Oh man!
Right, you did the sound effect as well there.
I'll shoot points for that. Creative points. Is it C?
I thought I had the best impression.
Are you taking a point, Tom?
I'm going to take
a point. What are the points now?
I'm on 1 point, and Greg's on 2, and you're on 1.
Oh my God, I'm not going to lose to you, your own quiz. I might actually now.
I've got a feeling it might come down to the tiebreaker, guys.
Okay.
Oh, no way.
I can't believe I... Right, okay. Yeah.
Question 6. The Punisher from the Marvel Universe. First appearance in February 1974 was not in his own comic. It was in the comic of somebody else.
Was that the end of the question?
Yeah, I was going to add there is a multiple choice, but Greg's fucked it for everyone.
Okay, yeah. Alright. Am I still choosing a multiple choice?
No.
Daredevil.
Okay. Greg?
Full complement of strengths.
I'm just trying to buy some time because I really can't fucking think of anyone. He was in Deadpool.
Nope, it was Amazing Spider-Man.
Darn man,
I was a Deadpool. But I didn't.
Well, question 7 is another Punisher question. How many times has there been a feature film based on?
Is this a multiple choice as well?
2.
Oh no, there's been more than. Oh no, shit.
Say that. What's the question again?
How many times has there been a feature film based on The Punisher? Bearing in mind, Greg said there's 2, and then he remembered that there was more than 2.
Well, there's obviously been the 2 that were there. And we're talking feature films as in animated as well?
No.
No, we're not. We're talking about feature films.
I'm going to say 3, because I know that.
Well, you're correct. You're correct.
There's one in the 80s, eh? What's his face? What's his name?
Dolph
Lundgren. Oh, yeah. I forgot, but that's a terrible film. Actually, they're all pretty bad.
Question 8. On your toes. This is a buzzer question.
Okay.
What? Using your toes?
If you want.
I remember to do with that harmonica.
Question 8. Who would like a biscuit? Richard?
I think Greg would probably like one.
He probably would, but it's not right. Greg?
I was going to say me.
You're wrong as well. That's what Tommy would like a biscuit.
I was thinking that you would like this one. Never mind. Sorry.
Question 9. Every classic trio in history is represented by 3 personalities: Brains, Luke's, and the Wild Card. In our podcasting trio, who represents which personality? You buzzed in there.
Right.
Richard.
Wild Card, obviously, Greg.
That's not fucking.
The looks. Sorry, Tommy. I'm going to take that. Because you're obviously the brains.
Oh, I like the way you did that, Richard. I do, I was impressed.
I'll take the wild card one.
That's actually, you did as a wild card as well.
However, the brains and the looks, Tommy, I'd give them both to you.
Oh, I like that, Greg. You get the point.
Yes! Bring in the metal band!
Well, that doesn't work, because then you're just a duo.
That's true.
No, you're the guy that does the chart.
You know what? He appealed to my ego, I give him the point, but you're probably right.
No, but I know my audience.
So he gives you the point as well, so it's 3-3, guys. 3 points each.
Technicality,
alright. Technicality, alright. Well, you know what, man? God, you do some milk, and we're all right, so we all get a point for that. Right, yeah. Number 10 is another impressions round.
Oh, yes. Oh, fucking hate these.
This is easy.
Actually, I lost the last one. Why am I saying that?
This is easy. Opera singer.
Okay. Right, who's going first?
Whoever would like to.
I really don't want to do that.
I'll go first.
Come on.
That's fucking amazing, man. I fucking wet.
Do you know what? I don't even want to. I don't even want a shot. Oh no, because in my head, I was going to do it. Goalkeeper!
Goalkeeper! That's obvious advert for you. Richard, well done, man. That was a welled up and wept.
Man tears.
It was so long.
Right, okay.
I'm going to release my first single after this.
Richard, you're on 4 points. Greg, you're on 2 points.
You're on one.
Tommy's on 1 point. I'm going to give my point to Greg. It's a tiebreaker!
Oh, that's actually very good, actually.
And this tiebreaker is a cracker. It's less of a question, it's more of a little task.
Alright, okay.
And when it say it's a cracker, it could be a pack of
crackers. I know this one as well. So, for the podcast, what's happened is...
Man, you've set that bar really high.
You've just not been able to think of a question.
Basically, what you have to do is you don't take a drink from now. And I want to see who can eat the most crackers. No, it's not a race.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Who can eat the most crackers dry wins.
Can I make a suggestion?
What have we got, man?
Can I make a sort of an editing suggestion? Could you film this so we can tweet it?
Can I film you eating the crackers?
So we can tweet it. If you film us eating it, then we have an opportunity to tweet it.
I think after two you're going to be fucking
there's six about, there.
What's
so
the
we
record?
Can presume. Can
I don't know.
Right, okay, are you giving us an amount of time?
There's no time. And you can eat as many crackers as you want as well. It's unlimited in those two respects. Because I think after two you're going to be struggling anyway.
Right, okay.
Right, let me just get a piece
of we've got 5 minutes left in this quiz, so. Right, okay.
Okay, guys.
Ching, ching.
Whenever you're ready, tiebreaker, it's a cracker.
It's a cracker! Bet. Before we go any further, howdy, Richard here, doing a little bit of post-production podcast magic. Obviously, this is a very visual part of the podcast, which is why I asked Tommy to film it, and we're going to tweet this so you can watch us being idiots eating crackers and see who the victor will be. For now, though, what I've done instead is I've just farted around with the speeds of how you hear us eating crackers, so hope you enjoy it. And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast. Greg's going to have to hoover up my flat for a start. And I think the best thing that's going to come out of this is that we're going to have a tweet of us having this competition. How do you feel about that, Greg?
Greg is struggling, he's got a move. Really crackers.
Will you drink some beer? Will you take a drink for God's sake?
He's away.
He's away.
It's
well,
going down the toilet.
So is that the end of the quiz then?
Yes, you're victorious, Richard.
Yes. Yay!
That's about it. Robin. Cool. Well, that's left us sitting at, well, two for me, one for you, yep. One for Greg, who yep. is currently away to the toilet in my flat to presumably, I don't know what he's doing, wash his mouth out, put some water in his mouth.
And he's spitting out loads of cracker.
Yeah.
I apologise.
That's quite alright.
I'm in such a mess.
You're alright. How are you feeling? Gracious in defeat?
No.
No.
My mouth is so dry.
Well, there you go. I've taken a lead in our quizzes. Until next time.
Dinging it?
We are dinging it. On you go. Well.
A victory cracker.
Cracker.
Did the victor go to spoils?
That's what victory sounds like this week.
That's going to sound fucking awful. Anyway, sorry. Well, there you go. Another good quiz. Hey, man.
This outro has fallen apart.
Yeah, you're getting off topic, big time.
I'm sorry. Right, anyway.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah.
Technically, I'm going to be as well sport and say I don't think eating Jacob's crackers counts as a quiz question.
It's a quiz challenge. It was said it was a challenge.
Ah, Matt was quiet. Well done, Tommy. Another, almost hit you in the face as you can.
Another good quiz from Tommy, and that, of course, takes it up to two for me.
What is it 2-1? It's a 2-1-1.
Who's doing the next one?
Because it's going to
be reverse. I think it's like reverse order now. Because I did one, then I done another one, so now it's going to go backwards.
So I'll do the next one then. It's Greg. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can expect one of my quizzes coming up in a couple of weeks' time, whenever.
I started.
You did start it. I thought there was only three. To be honest,
oh, there is actually four. Yeah. I need to go back and look at that. Anyway, so you get we go well off topic there. Okay, you can find us on all the usual social media outlets. We're on your Instagrams, your Twitters, your
maybe not
Facebooks.
So much Instagram.
I think that's dead now.
It's because I was in charge of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We'll come back. I can't put that. I'm gonna put this down.
Thank
I
you.
Can't stop playing it.
So you're claiming that our Instagram will come back?
Our Instagram will come back.
I don't believe you.
With yes, it will.
I don't think it will.
It will.
Yeah, okay. I'll leave that in your capable hands.
Thank you.
So if you're wanting to get in contact with us, just send us an email at thedesertwhales@gmail.com and we'll get back to you. We'll send you a packet of crackers if we think your email's not good. Anyway, that's us done. Another week. Goodbye and good luck.
Godspeed.
Oh shit.